Tonight marks the end of the trail for the TV show Justified, FX's Western gangster drama based on a short story by Elmore Leonard. And it is the story of Raylan Givens, a U.S. Marshal who returns to his small hometown in eastern Kentucky and runs into trouble with his bank-robbing rival, Boyd Crowder.
I'm sorry, did you see a creek out in the lobby? Some pretty green trees and cut-off mountains. You think we're in the holler? I am a deputy U.S. Marshal, Boyd.
You're Givens, Raylan.
And you think I'm going to hand a man over to you to be murdered? Like he is what? Some pig I borrowed from you?
You gave me your word.
I got half a mind to kick...
Oh, well, this isn't your grandmother's Gunsmoke or Rawhide or Bonanza. Justified came onto the scene in 2010 when the cowboy genre was blazing a new trail. And after six seasons, the show built a cult following. It's won a Peabody Award and eight Emmy Award nominations. But it's now going away. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans calls the show a pleasure to watch. He joins us now with his goodbye. Hi there.
Yeah, I'm wearing a black hat in the morning. A black Stetson.
Right,
in
black
morning.
Cowboy hat. Well, you're a fan, but most critics are. You call it smart. That's something Westerns, you know, haven't in the past been known for. So tell us more about why you like it.
Well, it's no secret to say that TV often makes fun of Southern people, and especially working-class Southern people. Mm-hmm. But Justified is about a crew of smart Southern lawmen led by this very smart Southern lawman, Raylan Givens, trying to bring down a crew of smart Southern criminals. And both the hero, Raylan, and the main bad guy, Boyd, they're working-class guys, but they got lots of street smarts, they got lots of intelligence, and they're locked in this blood feud. And it's based on a character that was created by novelist Supreme Elmore Leonard. So the dialogue is always super smart, but culturally specific and working class. I love this show.
Well, it sounds like this sort of Southern storyline is finally being given the respect that we have long given, for instance, crime stories from, say, Boston. You know?
Exactly.
We have another scene. This is earlier in the series when Raylan Givens, played by Timothy Oliphant, goes to visit the matriarch of the family that's rivaled his for generations. This is Mags Bennett. And here a younger relative in her family asks Givens, the U.S. Marshal, a question. Let's listen.
Sir, would you think I'm bold to inquire what you do as your job?
Well, which one's the question? What do I think or what do I do?
Loretta, don't you know drug enforcement? See a man in a suit of clothes, they come around sniffing the air.
No. You got us wrong. We're Marshal Service. We go around smelling flowers till we get turned on to wanted felons.
Raylan Givens.
Mrs. Bennett. This is Deputy Rachel Brooks.
Deputy? Been away so long, you forgot to call me Mags.
I didn't want to presume.
Loretta, this is Raylan Givens. He used to be a big baseball player in high school. Now he's a federal.
So we hear the connection between these families.
Mm-hmm. And the dialogue, you know, the poetry of the dialogue. Elmore Leonard had a short story called Fire in the Hole that this series is based on. And it's always stayed true to Leonard's facility for realizing these characters in ways that are culturally specific and very smart.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned Justified is part of a new generation of TV Westerns. We can hear it, but remind us, how are they different from the classics we also mentioned?
Well, yeah, it's worth remembering. Westerns were once a TV staple. In the TV season fall 1958 to spring 1959, seven of the top 10 shows on TV were Westerns, including shows like Gunsmoke and The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp. Mm-hmm. But through the 1960s, the Civil Rights Movement, the feminist movement, and the rising awareness of Native Americans' history in the U.S. just made these shows feel really old-fashioned, racist, sexist, and culturally clueless. So modern Westerns try to avoid that stuff. And sometimes they do it by setting the action in modern times, like Longmire, which is a show that was canceled by NE but picked up by Netflix about lawmen in Wyoming, or Justified. Mm-hmm. You can try retelling the stories to deal with that stuff, like AMC's Hell on Wheels, which is an Old West story, but it features some characters of color, and it tries to deal with questions of racism and sexism in a modern way. But sometimes that can be a bit of a stretch mm-hmm. with these Old West shows, which can also be a problem.
Well, critics love them. They've been cult favorites. Why are they going away?
Well, I really do think this form seems a little old-fashioned to more modern viewers, especially younger viewers, and that might be part of it. I mean, Justified has been creatively strong for 6 seasons. It's done a great job realizing this really cool world, but for some reason, you know, fans have not shown up in the same way they showed up for a show like Sons of Anarchy or Breaking Bad. Westerns are also essentially about a valiant loner with a really strong set of personal values who takes on a lawless land that's often ruled by the wicked. And that's the story of modern superhero movies and TV shows, too. So you look at a show like Netflix's Daredevil that just dropped on Friday, or you think about the new Avengers movie that's coming in a few weeks, and maybe Westerns, especially Westerns that are set in the Old West, kind of look old-fashioned when they're stacked up next to really modern and flashy-looking movies and TV shows like those.
Well, Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, is a fan of Justified. Catch it while you can. The finale is tonight on FX. Eric, thank you.
Glad to be here.
And hey, partner, have continued fun in New York.
Well, I've got so much TV to watch now, too.
That's
Game of Thrones, Veep, Silicon Valley, they're all here.
I know. What Will We Do? Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.